I'd like to hear why they have voted on this or why they support this. I sit on the Soil and Water Board in Taney County. I have for 25 years. And I'm all for clean water and keeping soil out of our waterways. I'm all for that, but I do not try and pass judgment on anything without having the facts all the way around. And I urge you to maybe get those facts, visit with these people, visit with these entities, and find out really why they support it, what their efforts are. You know, I was a little bit late at the meeting Thursday night. I was on a tractor cutting hay. And when I got there, it seemed a little bit one-sided on what we were trying to do here. That makes me, I'm not, what I hear about the water quality and things, folks, I've lived here all my life. I do not want our lakes and waterways polluted. I do not like to think about that even happening. We live in a wonderful part of the world. But at the same time, I think we need to sure touch base with all these entities and find out exactly what's going on. Every man has his own opinion, but I feel like we need to look at both sides and find out. So, that's all. Thank you.
I'll speak to one thing about the Farm Bureau. I am on the Farm Bureau, a board member in Taney County, and it has never been brought up at a meeting in regard to this Senate bill, and the cable has not been discussed. Sometimes you find out that the Farm Bureau at the head of it may have a different opinion than your local farm boards. Your local farm boards are who are going to be dealing here with their county, with Taney County, and the concern there. And I think the whole concern with the bill is that the soil in the northern Missouri is not the same as the soil in southwest Missouri. And I think that is our concern, not trying to, consequently, there's different farmers. There's farmers in your northern side that have the land is totally different than it is in Taney County. That's all I've got to say.
By the way, I am a farmer.
You want to come on up, Miss? Is it Hesick? How do you pronounce your last name? Hesick?
Okay.
Come on up.
I'm Missy Hesketh. I just had two quick little questions. If there is an ordinance that was passed in the early 2000s, keeping CAFOs out, is there a chance of that sunsetting?
If there was I doubt it.
If there was a clause in there.
It depends. We're trying to find the ordinance.
We'll find it.
Okay. Yeah. And then also, if the Taney County Commission is going to work with the Missouri Association of Counties to repeal 391, would there be a way also to walk back the Right to Farm Act, which seems to have been the precursor to the CAFOs coming in and Senate Bill 391 getting passed? Because I think maybe what Mr. Dees might have missed on Thursday was the fact that China now owns 40,000 acres in Missouri, 25% of the pork production in the United States. So if we could keep those CAFOs out of Missouri, that might benefit the local family farms and gaining entry into the agriculture business.
And I would assume that the only reason they're able to buy those is because you have family farms willing to sell.
Anyone else want to come up? I will come on up.
I'm Maury Tabor, and I live at 124 Timber Lake Road, Branson, Missouri. And everyone that I've talked to, has opposed 391. I they can't quite understand how our legislature can overrun our populace. I think we need to, each of us, talk to our presiding commissioners and like the man said there, invite all people that are involved. I'm not so sure that we're suggesting a ban, but we want to have local control. And that's all that, that's my big interest. I don't think it's anybody's business of running or capable of 12 or 24,000 or whatever the amount of thing. I don't think it's up to them to tell us what our statute should be. And, it remains a mystery to me how this got passed, but I think we need to find out. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know the numbers on this, but you asked how it got passed. I would say that 85% of our legislators are farmers. I'd say that's probably how it got passed. And again, that number could be wrong.
Like seven additional lobbyists to get this through, like in the, what, month and a half or 6 weeks?
The last week,
money.
And they filibustered so that nobody can make an opposing statement as to why this is not good. And they had a $25 million lobbyist budget.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to come up? I do know I'm one commissioner and that I will research this. And like I said, we do have the existing ordinances that were sent to us from the other counties and that will be turned over to our attorney to review. Other than that, does anyone else have anything to say? Okay. Mr. Pennell?
Just one. Thinking about what John Deese said and the Farm Bureau and the Cattlemen's Association, I would ask you guys to consider strongly making a call to them today. You know, they might even have a document put together when they did that. I just think that's good sense, and there might be some benefit to that and the whole issue if they were called to make a report, or possibly our representatives as well to come speak to us and explain why they voted for it. I don't think they just did it carelessly. I think that's a good point that John made, that we'll be all followed up on that.
Mr. Dees.
I'd like to make one other comment. You know, just as I walked in at the meeting at Branson, Mr. Ailey, known Tom for a long time, I've been to his cave. He has a lot of influence in Jefferson City. But, you know, the reason they were talking about feed yards, feed lots, and, you know, they made the comment, if you want to smell a feed yard, you go to Kansas and smell one out there. But the reason all them are in Kansas is because all the feed is out there. It's easier to truck one load of cattle to Kansas as it is to truck three loads of feed to feed them back here. We do not really live in a really opportune time to put in a feed yard or CAFOs. You have to purchase your feed from around here. A lot of those CAFOs are not in our area, and I'm glad of that. But most of them are in farming ground. And So there's reasons for all things, but there's reasons for them not being here. Not to say that they can't come here. I cannot understand why they put a hog farm in the Buffalo River watershed. I do not understand that. It makes no sense to me. But it can happen. But, you know, a lot of this is happening in farm country where they utilize the waste and stuff back out in their fields to raise their corn and raise their beans and things to feed their livestock. So that's all of that.
One comment. I've got a friend that lives in Gatefield, Minnesota. They have a people about 3 miles from it, and there's 150 people there, but their land and property values have dropped by 90%.
Okay.
I have a question, Mike. You said you're going to do your research, and I assume Brandon and Sheila will do the same. What happens after you do your research? Where do we go? I mean, are you going to come back and make a decision in the next week? Is there going to be another commission meeting to discuss this? Where do we go from this discussion here today? What happens next?
So, we pretty much, like I said, we have those example ordinances from Howard County, Anoka County. Our attorney's looking at them, kind of figuring it, and fine-tuning it specifically for Taney County and what he feels is legal, something that we can fight in court. I mean, there's a lot more to it than just, hey, we don't like it. And unfortunately, that's how it is. We don't like it, but that's how it is. Whenever he gets that ordinance proposed back to us, we'll more than likely make a decision on it. Because of time is of the essence, probably won't have a lot of public input. We'll have public input, but I don't know that we can have... It's not like we can set a meeting up and say, hey, we're going to have 3 or 4... public hearings, and we don't really have time for that. And statutes don't require us to do that. But we do want to make sure we're sensitive to the agriculture. Don't think that your guys' words weren't heard. They were. And I think all of us here probably agree with each other. We just want what's best for our area. So, but that's kind of the process. I am in favor of a health ordinance of some type that maintains local control.
I am too.
Commissioner Wyatt, did you hear the question?
They've unloaded a plane, and I've missed quite a bit. What was the question?
We were asked if we were in favor of some sort of local ordinance, and Mike and I both said we're leaving it in your hands.
I think there was other things that came in on that. I think what you said was that you and Mike said you were both in favor of some type of ordinance. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. I'm 100% in favor of an ordinance that will give... We can't go beyond, we're told. Let me start over. I am in favor of an ordinance that, if a CAFO should apply, that they should have a permit from Taney County, from the health department, for the health ordinance protection before they can come in. I am in favor of some type of an ordinance. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Sheila. Yes, sir.
Just one final comment. I hate to see it feel like it's turning into a pro or anti-agriculture thing, or a pro or anti-feedlot, or a pro or anti-CAFO. The two real issues are what Brandon closed with, and that is a health ordinance, which gets around that, and local control. And both of our chances to do something about that vanish on August 28th. So the health control and the local control are the two biggest issues, and that should take care of the others.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
If I heard him say something about anti-farmer, I was raised on a farm. I'm 100% for the farmers in every way. This is not about your farmers. It's about the confined raising of thousands of hogs, swine, or cattle or chickens in one confined area with not a control that Taney County has to protect our clean water and diseases that could come for it.